Argentina launched a meme coin through their president, Javier Milei, or at least that's what people thought. Now there are currently accusations of scams, insider trading, and the president of Argentina may be charged with fraud and faces possible impeachment. I'm here to break down what happened, because I got insider access to the real story. I even got offered control of the missing $100 million plus dollars that was made in ill-gotten gains. Welcome back to the $10 million studio. Our story starts on February 14th, 2025. Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, tweeted about a meme coin called Libra. The details at first were sparse. Quote, liberal Argentina grows. This private project will focus on encouraging growth of the Argentine economy, funding small businesses and Argentine adventures. The world wants to invest in Argentina. And it linked to a website which called it a token with purpose, where 50% of the tokens were allocated to Argentina growth. And I'll admit, it sounds nice. However, as the price skyrocketed to billions of dollars in market cap, people got worried because there appeared to be insider trading. And that's when Javier Milei suddenly deleted his tweet, saying he, quote, obviously has no connection with the project, and, quote, I was not aware of the details of the project. Understandably, the price crashed after this, but in the rubble, people discovered that the team responsible for launching the token may have walked away with over $100 million being taken out of the liquidity pool, meaning they may have gotten rich while everyone else got rugged. It was about this time I began to investigate, and I got an anonymous phone call from someone who claimed to know where this all started, Tech Forum Argentina, which was an event where you could pay as a blockchain company to be a sponsor. According to a source who was there and paid for it, part of it included a meet and greet with Javier Milei, the president of Argentina. This person was excited, but disappointed to find out that once they got there, they were invited to sign an even more expensive contract where two of the guys who ran the event, Mauricio Novelli and Manuel Godoy, were going to basically advise you on how to have blockchain technology in Argentina. Basically, they got you access to Milei. The person I spoke to did not pay for it. Someone who did was Kip Protocol. And the strategic partner of Tech Forum in 2025 is Kelsier. Both of those companies are going to be extremely important. And the people who run them are called Julian Pei and Hayden Davis. Pretty soon, a plan was hatched between Mauricio Manuel from Tech Forum Argentina and Julian and Hayden to launch a project together. It was going to be called Libra and support the Argentinian economy. And President Milei agreed to tweet about it. The division of labor was basically that Mauricio Manuel were the connection, it seems. Hayden was handling the launch of the token, and Julian was going to set up a company to distribute the funds to Argentinian businesses. Of course, they never got that far because 24 hours after the launch of this coin, the president of Argentina was being called a scammer, and I got a message on my phone that I didn't expect. Hi, CoffeeZilla. I'd like to talk with you about the Milei launch. I was heavily responsible for it. The initials of the person were HD. I'm guessing Hayden Davis, but I couldn't be sure. So I asked for a selfie to confirm his identity. And I did cross-reference it with his photo with Milei, where Milei said he was a crypto advisor. It was indeed the same person who launched the coin. Hayden explained that he'd like to execute a plan and needed my help. He said Milei and his team basically botched it. And quote, I'd like to sit down and make sure all the money that they took out gets back into people's hands correctly. Every dollar. Let me know if you'd like to interview and discuss in person. Now, I was confused why he needed me in person exactly. And he explained, I'm happy to go live on an interview pending we chat beforehand. I'll even show you all the wallets pumped back into the chart live if you want. He had over $100 million in what he called multi-sigs, which require two or more people to sign on every transaction. I asked, well, who else is a signer? And he replied, quote, just me. He said, I want to do it alongside you. All I care about is knowing it's in safe hands. I don't mind turning the keys over or adding you to the multi-sigs. Translation, he wants to hand over his $100 million problem into my control. And I was thinking to myself, of course, hell no. You're not going to pass me your nightmare. Of course, I did say that we should talk because I had seen his recent public response. And it didn't really go so well. In it, Hayden put forth his plan, where instead of trying to refund people with the $100 million he had a different idea.
What happened with Libra, I think there's many things I could say. There's only certain elements that I could control the launch. Definitely things didn't go according to plan. But I think addressing the elephant in the room, which is in the next 24, 48 hours, and unless somebody has a better idea, any funds that I've been able to get back in my possession from all the parties involved, I intend to put right back into the chart and either burn or lock on the liquidity side.
Right. He wants to put the money back into Libra. But this kind of creates the same problems where it's like, okay, well, this just benefits insiders and people who have tons of the token. But after watching this, I was also concerned with a different problem. See, myself and the research firm Bubble Maps had been doing a lot of work tracking Melania Coin for a while. Yes, the US president's wife. She had launched a coin, and we were concerned that the same wallet which launched that seemed to have also launched Libra. Even worse, they had both been sniped by the same person who created the tokens, or the same network of wallets. Now, if you don't know what sniping is, it's where you buy a coin earlier than anyone else at cheaper prices. Usually, you know something in advance. And not only did these connected wallets buy Melania and Libra coins early, they also sold those coins early for millions in profits. So now, not only was I being offered control of $100+ million from the guy who launched Argentina's coin, apparently he also launched Melania Trump's coin, possibly sniped those coins, and also sold them for millions of dollars. But, you know, I realized it's not enough to just have blockchain evidence. There's only one way to really know for sure. I'd have to confront Hayden directly. But given his massive legal issues that may be on the horizon, I figured there's no way he would take a call with me, though. Right? But if you launch the coin, isn't it unfair for you to snipe the coin?
So I would say no. And I would say that for a couple different reasons.
Yep, I was wrong. He did agree to get on a call for an hour where he admitted to sniping Libra token and Melania token, later saying, though, it wasn't him directly. It may have been someone else on his team.
Most of the time when we're sniping, we're attempting to avoid other snipers getting in, right? So whether that's, and I, by the way, I don't conduct snipes.
However, I then got an interview with another insider in these coins who says that Hayden does snipe tokens personally. How does he know? Well, he claims he's seen it before. He was in the room with Hayden when it happened on another project called Enron Token, which you might not be surprised to realize I've also covered in another video.
Just introduce yourself real quick for everyone who doesn't know you.
I'm the founder of DeFi Tuna. We're just providing leverage for liquidity providers. That's pretty much us. So I was part of the Enron project launch. I come in, there's this hookah bar where everyone's smoking hookah. And I see on the far end, there's a bodyguard and their whole family sitting down. Gideon, Hayden, across is Dr. Tom, daughters and then his sons. And they're all about to launch Enron. They have like 10 minutes before the launch, they all have snipers ready with a contract address on the snipers. Sniper bots. They're like all waiting. They're all, you know, smoke coming out of their ears. They're all smoking like crazy, all on caffeine. The token launches and everyone's pressing. And the wonderful thing was this, you know, I'm looking at it and they're like, oh, somebody got just before us. And, you know, and everyone's just arguing between each other. But, you know, they all still got earlier and they're still in a plus. And they're like, you know, and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, you know, it's like a junkie house.
This interview was crazy. And remember, the guy we're talking about, this junkie house, is also the person who launched the president's wife's meme coin and then the Argentina's president's meme coin. It's insane. In the case of the Melania coin specifically, side note, the co-founder of our whistleblower actually says he was ordered to like sell these coins, but you know, do it in such a way where it's not illegal because no one will know.
And they were saying everything's legal, everything is good as long as nothing can be tracked. That was
yes.
Is one of the best liquidity providers that I know, I've seen or heard of. He understands it very deep level. You know, he's done an excellent job, but one thing that they kept against him is the fact that he didn't sell on the top and he cost them millions of dollars. You know, up until even some recent discussions, like I have proof that they just keep bringing the subject up. Yeah, great, but he didn't sell Melania, cost us
at
millions.
The top. Yeah. At the top.
That's right. Supposedly, this guy got berated for, you know, costing the millions of dollars by not selling at the tippity-tippity top. So, you know, I did ask Hayden about profiting from Melania token, and here's where we had a bit of a confusion on what exactly we meant by Like, did you swap it? Did you sell it? I didn't swap it. I just sold it.
There was no money made from the Melania team on any. We didn't take any liquidity out. Zero.
You said y'all didn't sell any liquidity, but
I didn't swap liquidity. Didn't swap liquidity. Didn't swap into single sided. I didn't say there was no money sold. There's a difference between swapping the liquidity and selling liquidations. Those are two different things.
Okay, so y'all swapped. You didn't sell, or the other way around?
No, other way around. Other way around.
Sold, you didn't swap.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Two independent pieces of evidence from people who were on the inside of the Melania token, saying that Hayden and his team sniped tokens and wanted to dump for high profits secretly, while Hayden himself does admit that they, you know, sold, they just didn't swap. Of course, I also obtained insider texts from Hayden Davis and his team on another project, this one called Mates, where an insider asks the following, quote, you want continue pump or you want to distribute all Mates tokens ASAP, aka sell? Hayden replies, we are trying to max extract on this one. That max extraction supposedly led to 7,000 Solana, or roughly $1.3 million. And I do personally believe a lot of this is probably illegal. Whether it will be prosecuted, though, by our gutted regulators is another matter entirely. Right now, we seem to be in a race in America to deregulate cryptocurrency, meaning behavior like this is unlikely to ever be punished. For now, I just want to show people that these meme coins are deeply rigged financial vehicles for screwing regular people and transferring wealth to the top, to the insiders, and people like Hayden, they're everywhere in this industry. I should also mention, while I'm on the subject, by the way, that it's not only always the people themselves, it's also the platforms that sometimes are part of this. Platforms that launch meme coins obviously benefit from trading volume instead of price, meaning even if you lose, they make tons of money. And it's been a suspicion of a lot of people that some of them may play a role in some of these insider launches. Today, though, we got a little bit of evidence. In my investigations, one platform kept coming up, Meteora. They launched TrumpCoin, Melania Coin, Libra, and many others on their platform. And they were crucial to giving Hayden Davis tons of business through his company, Kelsier. Meteora's CEO, Ben Chao, describes it as, I do know the Kelsier team well. Now, they were confronted about the fact that Kelsier and Hayden were sniping their own tokens. And Ben said, well, he had no idea. He's shocked by it. This clip is a little long, but it's worth it.
Kelsier is very much affiliated with M3M3 and with everything. You know, it's very close. To be there and just see how... Sorry, but
so,
like...
So, they need... Actually, no, please tell me, because actually I don't know this.
Like, I'm sitting down and I'm seeing, and everyone's got their phone. Everyone knows the contract address. Like, Gideon, Hayden... Dr. Tom, everyone's sitting at the table and they're all with their phones. They all have snipe bots ready. They all have all the CA.
They're all sniping it? It's them sniping.
But Ben, it's not only that. There is even, I'm 100% sure that it's also Jake involved. Everyone's involved. I'm sure the influencers involved. Look.
Me. Oh my God.
And like, there are people that bypass them, like do it faster than them. And it's like, look, the whole thing just looks rotten to the very core.
Yeah, I really don't know if this guy is genuinely reacting or this is like some kind of Oscar award-winning performance. Like, what? No way. I had no idea. The people I've been handing business to have been sniping our own tokens. No idea. Meanwhile, I asked Hayden directly if Ben Chao would have known these snipes were happening. He responded, quote, I would say he wouldn't have been surprised, but he wouldn't have been involved. Now, that's interesting. And if it's true, it would mean that Ben's shocked reaction to this project sniping itself would be a little hard to believe. Meanwhile, by the way, Hayden Davis also doesn't really take credit for some of this. He implies that the Melania team itself was part of the reason they decided to snipe the coin.
Were you part of the Melania launch and was that sniped as well?
I mean, look, I think that, I mean, I told you like beforehand this, but before this started, I mean, I'm happy to share the truth, but, I mean, you're asking a question that's, it's just, I mean, I'll answer, but it's, just factually going to put me into a lot of danger, which is fine. I'll answer. I was part of it. I think the team did want to snipe it because of how big the snipe was on Trump's.
So let me get this straight. Ben Chao has no idea. It wasn't Hayden's idea. Can the real sniper please stand up? All of these people just deny, deny, deny. Either way, though, Ben Chao agreed that the Libra situation in particular was so bad that he would have to step down from the company, regardless of whether he knew, because he called it SBF level, as in Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX.
This is like 200, this is FTX type of
f***ing hell, man. I feel sick. I feel so sick, man. Holy s***. I feel really, really sick. Oh my God.
This is like Doc Wand or what's his name type of money. I mean,
this is SBF level, man. I feel so sick. Oh, because I gave him Melania. I didn't know he was a rugger. I feel so sick. I feel like I'm super exposed too. But I f***ed up because I enabled a guy I should not have enabled. Oh, I'm gonna have to step down.
You know, I do have to agree with Ben Chao here. This is starting to make me feel sick too. Not because my platform enabled millions of dollars to be, quote, max extracted from retail, but because most people buying these coins have no idea how corrupt these launches are. With manipulative market making, sniping insiders selling, the deck is just totally stacked against you as a regular person. But don't take my word for it. Hayden, the guy we've been talking to, who literally runs these things, agrees.
It is an insider's game. This is an unregulated casino. Like, if you're a retail trader thinking you're going to go make millions off of meme coins, you better study your f*** off.
Well, honestly, I do appreciate his honesty. It's an insider's game, and as the saying goes, it's a big club, and you're not in it. Speaking of that, by the way, there was one person so far who has been refunded their losses in this whole debacle. Dave Portnoy. Dave was going to do an insider deal with Libra token for free tokens where he tweeted about the coin. That deal was canceled, though, because Hayden told him basically not to tell anyone about the free coins, and Dave disagreed with that. But Dave did put $5 million of his own dollars in the coin in the hopes of obviously making money like everyone else. But when the coin crashed, he lost almost everything. Behind the scenes, though, Dave got bailed out. Hayden Davis gave him his money back, which Dave has admitted publicly. So I guess, you know, for the big traders who are celebrities, they get their money back, roughly $5 million back, because I guess they're real victims. But refunding everyone who lost money, that's an insane idea.
Whether I refund people, they're still going to be pissed, right? Refund people on a meme coin, which sounds insane. Or I inject back. People are going to be mad either way.
Instead, the current plan is to once again dump the money back in the chart, which will disproportionately benefit insiders who know the timing. And what about Javier Milei? Can't forget about him. The president of Argentina is currently facing charges of fraud from the opposition party and threats of impeachment. Today, Milei finally addressed the Libra token and said the following.
Falso, yo difundí.
I broadcasted it, I didn't recommend it, I didn't promote it. The reality is if you go to the casino and lose money, what is the claim? It is about 5,000 people. And surely the chance that they are Argentinians is very remote.
Argentinos es muy, muy remota.
Well, there you go. Pretty much your standard denial. I didn't do it. And if I did, they deserved it. And if they didn't deserve it, well, they weren't Argentinian anyways. One thing I will be clear about, though, is that all of the insiders I've spoken to so far claim that Milei himself made no money from this project. It was these other people who had access that were selling access to him. Whether you believe that is another matter entirely. But what is abundantly clear is that this was a massive failure for Argentina as a whole. It's an embarrassing situation where Milei allowed a 26-year-old to collect $100 million off his name purporting to be for small businesses. And that same person sniped the coin as well, Melania's coin, Enron, and many others. Or his team did, or a team told him to. It's so far unclear. But the sniping itself is uncontested, as testified by Hayden Davis himself and an insider who was in the room. In the aftermath, there are possible impeachments, people possibly stepping down from their company, and millions of dollars in damages. And that is the story of the Argentinian meme coin disaster.